T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNSS. Steve into the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Fog, mist, 24 degrees. A number of accidents out there. Watch your driving this morning. Take it slow and easy, especially on elevated roadways and bridges. The man who ran over a Wichita police officer nearly 2 years ago has been sentenced to more than 28 years in prison. 33-year-old Justin Terrazas was sentenced Monday to more than 28 years, which will run consecutive to an 11-year sentence in a separate case from Ellsworth County. Prosecutors say Terrazas ran over Officer Brian Arterburn while fleeing in a stolen vehicle in February 2017 as Arterburn placed spike strips on a street in South Wichita. During sentencing, Terrazas apologized to the officer.
I just want them to know, you know, specifically, Mr. Arterburn, this is not who I am. It's not what I do. I don't, you know, go out looking to harm law enforcement.
Arterburn spent nearly 10 months in hospitals in Colorado and Texas. He returned to Wichita in November of 2017 and took a medical retirement from the police department last year. Mayor Jeff Longwell, the KSN News, reports that Arterburn is back in the hospital to undergo another brain operation. A special citizens committee recently began sharing findings from a months-long study on Wichita's performing arts needs and opportunities with city advisory boards. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News a final decision is still not ready.
I'm not sure we've had an opportunity to engage the community like we need, because ultimately the community is going to decide. The community is going to decide what course of action they want to take on Century 2.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS.
An arbitrator has found that a Kansas military school failed to supervise its cadets and intentionally inflicted emotional distress in 2014 on a bullied student.
The 11-year-old boy was later allegedly raped and sodomized by his harasser in a dorm room. An over $369,000 arbitration award last month against St. John's Military School and its endowment fund was made public Monday when the family's attorney filed a procedural motion in the case seeking a court order. The Salina School and its attorneys did not immediately respond to the email seeking comment. The arbiter also found St. John's was suffering from decreasing enrollment and did little review of applicants to determine their own safety or the safety of other students. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Thousands of public school teachers in Los Angeles walked off the job yesterday. It's an ongoing contract dispute. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti says he hopes to get the issues resolved soon.
We saw the peaceful protest of tens of thousands of teachers. I know it was electrifying for me and exciting, I think, for all of us to see in the city. And it gives me even more energy to pour into making sure that we can get a just, fair, and responsible contract for our teachers and get teachers and students back to school, back to the classroom where they belong as soon as possible.
Now, schools did remain in session yesterday, staffed by substitute teachers. The full-timers want additional counselors, nurses, and they want educators to be hired along with a pay raise.
The man accused of killing a Wisconsin couple and kidnapping their teen daughter made his first court appearance Monday.
Jake Patterson is charged with 2 counts of first-degree intentional homicide as well as kidnapping and armed burglary. He appeared in court through a video feed from the Barron County Jail as prosecutors called him a danger to the public. Bail was ultimately set at $5 million. Patterson told investigators he decided to kidnap the 13-year-old after seeing her get on a school bus. But he says he did not know her name or even her parents' names until after she was taken. Kloss was able to finally escape while he was out of the house. His lawyer acknowledges the severity of the accusations and the toll it's taken on the small Barron community. So far, police have not commented on any potential molestation the heroic teen might have endured, but the district attorney says there could be more charges on the way. In Barron, Wisconsin, Matt Finn, Fox News.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Moisture moving in with cold air in place will give us some widespread dense freezing fog early on, and it may take a while for that to move out. By this afternoon, we become partly cloudy with a high 48. Freezing fog again after midnight, our low 31, and some light drizzle early tomorrow with Wednesday's high near 40. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And right now we've got fog, mist, 24 degrees, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and some slick spots and hazardous conditions in driving, especially on the bridges and the overpasses. So you're going to have to slow down, as we've been keeping you posted on a number of accidents going on. Ted, you got another one there? You get that look on your face.
They shut down the Kellogg downtown flyover, and I think they opened it back up, and then immediately another motorist slid into the wall. So I think they're talking about shutting it down again.
And right now they're talking about I-135 and K-96 up there at the North Junction being really hazardous at the moment.
And you talk about getting any treatment out there on the streets this morning. Is it just too late? Nobody's heard anything. Okay.
Well, we're finding out for a lot of drivers it's a little bit too late.
Yeah, kind of like found out. Didn't see this one coming?
Yeah. But how about when you get out there?
We had freezing fog in the forecast yesterday.
Yeah, didn't see this coming?
Yeah, when you get freezing fog in the forecast, maybe slow down. Don't drive so fast.
I'm talking about the city streets. I'm talking about the city people who are in charge of the streets now.
I'm talking about the drivers of Wichita needing to slow down out there.
Well,
be careful.
They need to treat the streets, too. You can talk how you want about that, Jed. You're trying to change human nature. Won't happen. But we can maybe make it easier on those people who are sliding into each other. And that lady's pinned in a wreckage up there at Zoo Boulevard. It doesn't sound like she's seriously injured, maybe, but she just pinned. Went into a street light or something?
I think just her car slammed into a street pole, pole.
All right. Here's some interesting news today, guys. Americans are now more likely to die from an accidental opioid overdose than a car crash, according to a study released Monday.
Boy, doesn't that speak volumes about where we are as a
society? The odds of dying from an overdose from opioids are 1 in 96, while the odds of dying in a motor vehicle crash are 1 in 103, according to the National Safety Council's Injury Facts Report.
My goodness.
Opioids were the cause of 43,036 deaths in 2017, while 40,231 people died from car accidents in the same year, according to the National Center for Health Statistics mortality data. An American dies from an opioid overdose every 24 minutes, according to the NSC. Yeah. Is there a problem? Well, it seems to be.
Heck yes.
Sure seems to be, right? Okay, now, we talk about people who stay on the job. You know, Bill Snyder's a good example, a guy who's, how old is he now? Bill's just retiring again.
He's in his late 70s.
Late 70s.
Was he 78 or 79? Yeah, I think.
And Senator Pat Roberts is, what, 82 or 83?
He's 82.
He's going to hang it up. But Dorothy Bale, nope, she's not going to. She's been working at the Arby's in Holiday, Utah for 25 years, longer than many of her coworkers have been alive.
She's got the meats.
She's 94 years old. During her tenure at the store, she has outlasted two remodeling efforts and 21 managers.
How old is she?
94.
So she started working there when she was 70.
Yeah, that's when she took the job.
Wow.
Well, she's not as spry as her younger cohort. She is efficient, as you would know.
I bet she is.
Restaurant's manager says Bale is so popular, customers ask for her by name if they don't see her around. The manager says even though Bale is slower than the younger workers, people are willing to take the extra time to wait on her online.
Yeah, I'll bet she's served up a lot of Jamocha shakes.
Oh, 94 years old. Still on the job.
Oh, bless her heart.
Still apparently doing a great job. Right, we got the Kansas legislature is in session, Ted, which is always, there's two ways of looking at it. Some people say, oh, my God, now, it's like a kid with a hammer.
Well,
all we can do is, but, sometimes they solve a problem now and then, right?
Well, we got to keep our state's laws updated.
They're going to be, it's going to be dealing with the issue of the education funding again this year.
That's the same thing they always
do. They do that every
year. And they leave it till the very, 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 very end of their session to deal with it.
And then they
never deal with it right away and get it out of the way.
And they do something the courts won't accept anyway. So.
Right. The same thing every year. It's like Groundhog Day up there.
Got a little pattern up there. Healthcare could be on the agenda. So, it's an interesting time in Kansas. We'll just keep you posted on what's going on.
There are some states where the legislature only meets every other year.
Every other year.
I think Colorado does that.
Yeah.
Or
I've never heard anyone say that Kansas should do that.
Well, if you did that, you could call in an emergency session if something came up, I guess. So
yeah.
All right, 6:39 now, Steve and Ted. Time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Now, Monday, the live cattle and feeders had the mostly lower trade, and only the front contracts of live cattle closed on the positive side. Bull spreading continues into live cattle futures, and the feeders continue to be under pressure. Last week's cash cattle trade was a dollar higher with a high of 124. Lean hog futures closed negative yesterday for the second straight session, despite pork cuts being higher. On the close yesterday, Feb cattle 45 cents higher, 125.42. March feeders down 50 cents at 144.40. And Feb hogs 80 cents lower at 61.85. The trading was mostly negative Monday for the grain and the soybean complex, and only the corn futures managed to close positive. Even the negative trading of the U.S. dollar yesterday did not help the grain markets. This morning is the release of the NOPA soybean crush, with the average estimate at 170 million bushels. At the moment, March KC wheat's a penny and a half higher at $5.50. March corn up penny and three quarters at $3.80 and a quarter. March soybeans a penny and a quarter higher at $9.04 and three quarters. February crude oil 65 cents higher at $51.16. February gold 20 cents lower at $1,291. The March S&P 3 points higher at $25.83 and a half. March dollar index 28 cents higher at $95.49. And March Dow Jones futures up 2 points at $23,870. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, you don't really commute. You're in Augusta. Do you drive to your office, or is your office right there at your home?
No, my office is right here.
At the home. So you don't have to drive on this. But we've been having just a rash of accidents here in Wichita this morning.
That's what I've been picking up looking at social media. And I do have to be on the road here in a couple hours, so I hope when daylight comes out, things get a little bit better.
Which way are you headed this morning or today?
North.
Well, you know, we're looking for a high today of 50 degrees. So
exactly.
You know, by the end of drive time this morning, it should be, you know, pretty well, the conditions a lot better. Right now, though, you got fog and mist and 24 degrees, and that's just 24 degrees and moisture. What does that mean? Freezing.
Well, on overpasses and bridges, it means bad situation.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Tom. 641, Steve and Ted. Cars for Charity show is coming to Wichita Century 2 this week, January 18th to 20th. It is a benefit for charities, and you can listen for your chance to win tickets with Steve and Ted. This morning, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS got a pair of tickets to give away sometime this morning before 9 o'clock with Steve and Ted. 641 now. Keep it here for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Social Security taxation not keeping up. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.